He's the overcusser, he's cussing at you. You never know who he'll be talking to. He's the overcusser, he's cussing all day. His favorite words are f***ing A. Overcusser, 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 overcusser.
Well, 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 look who it is after all this time. Man, where have you been? You were a sight.
You look old.
I have aged. I am not going to lie. A lot has gone on in the last 10 years. It has been since I've been on these airwaves. Now let's go back.
You were serving time.
I did a little stint. Little B&E. Mm-hmm. Little meth. Mm-hmm. You know, things go bad for people who cuss. Let's go back 10 years or so. And the climate was a little bit different, Michael. The radio climate was. We were in an era of Janet Jackson showing off nipple rings on TV.
Yes. It was on-screen nipplage at the Super Bowl, no less.
And somehow, I don't know how, why, what, where, or when, but somehow that changed things for radio as well. And I think broadcasting in general, we were under this giant microscope when it came to anything that had a bit of risk involved in it. It was strange.
Yeah. And we had some issues with this.
Yeah,
with
we
the
did.
Radio station.
We did. And basically one of the things that was jettisoned away was the overcusser.
Yes.
And I really never got a good explanation why.
It's just the way it is.
It was just too edgy.
I do remember it's just someone's cat or somebody just saying, man, you can't do that anymore.
It was just too fringy.
They said that the bleeped out cuss word is just as bad as the regular cuss word.
But now we're back to an era where it seems like it's possible maybe to start doing this again.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes here. Now, maybe you need to explain what the overcusser does.
All right. It's really easy. I go up to professional athletes, and typically in an interview, if you've seen a sports interview, Mike, I don't know how in tune you are with sports interviews. There's not a lot of...
I try to avoid them.
There's not a lot of cussing that is going on from the interviewer.
Right.
He typically just asks normal questions. That's where I differ from him. Because not only do I cuss hard. I go real hard.
And lots.
Yes. And my associate producer and editor, Dan Balls, can attest to it. It's not just hell, dams, and craps.
No, it's dirty. It's real dirty. It takes forever to edit. I mean, it's just so unnecessary.
It is. It is completely unnecessary cussing. Although, for me, I think it is quite necessary. So,
but the idea is to see what they'll do.
I don't know what it is.
Well, that was always kind of the end game, to see, you know, how they would react.
Right.
Or if any of them would say anything.
Right. And from what I remember doing this in the past, they laugh, typically, you know, because it is so out there. It's one thing to do my good friend Repro Man or something like that. You know, where you're just trying to catch them off guard by dropping in a word here or there. It's another thing to drop F-bombs and P-bombs and S-bombs right in their face.
Yeah. That they understand.
Yes, they do.
Cervix may get by them.
Right.
The P-word does not.
Right. So I spoke with one Dominic Easley of the New England Patriots. And it was at the very end. Now, I will say this. It was at the very end of Media Day. But for the first time that I can remember, at least... I was chastised a little bit by another media member. As you'll hear, midway through this interview, a guy starts poaching on my space. And what I mean by that, you know how crowded it was in there in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there doing this interview, and I can feel this dude, like, leaning on me. And I look over to my left, and he's got a microphone, and he's getting ready to ask a question and hone in on my interview.
Right.
Like, he is literally... an inch away from me and an inch away from my interview subject. And so I got to turn and say something to him. And that's when I get chastised. And not only that, this guy that was the other interview guy, he was like 6 foot five, and he's a God guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't tell
Obviously.
You that, Danny.
No.
But he is wearing, oh, God, vomit. He's wearing a giant cross with Jesus on it. Giant.
Well, it's, why can't he wait until you're done?
That's what I couldn't figure out.
It's like you've got this guy's attention. You're doing a one-on-one sit down with him.
Right.
So wait your turn, Mr. God.
All right. So are you ready?
My favorite part is wondering how they're going to react after the first cuss word, and you can tell that this guy is very amused right after the beginning.
All right. So here you go.
Not this gamer. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Oh crap!
No, he's just.
Whoa.
Did you get that?
Whoops,
yeah, I
got
it. You're playing the one you sent me. The one I sent you is edited. I double checked.
Yeah, sorry about
it
hitting the wrong.
It should say MP3, not.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
We got our
signals crossed a little bit.
Good gravy.
Take two.
All right, so you're pretty excited about this game, or it's just a bunch of horse
shit? Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's great to be a part of. A lot of pandemonium, a lot of excitement.
All right, I feel you right now, motherfucker. I feel like concentration is pretty much the biggest thing you guys got to rely on.
It's definitely something we got to rely on. You know, you got to prepare mentally and physically, so we'll be prepared Sunday.
Bro, what about all the Super Bowl ladies? I mean, there's got to be just the everywhere. You guys wear all that?
Well, I particularly don't. No, I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but, you know, I try to keep my head in the game and focus on Sunday.
Yeah, bro, I feel you on that one, man. I mean, it's a total bullshit that they make y'all play this game on Sunday. I mean, all the ladies are out on it's Saturday. Every motherfucker knows that.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, they'll always be there, especially, you know, if we win, they'll definitely be there Sunday, so we're not too much worried about that.
All right, okay, that's great. What about these media assholes? You ever seen a bigger collection of dorks in your mother life?
No, everyone's been great here, but.
Now you're lying.
No, I never seen one curse as much as you do, but that's great. I never heard anything like it. I like it.
You never heard anybody cuss as much?
No, I never heard anybody cuss that much.
Nah, yeah, you have. Hang on, bro. I'm not finished yet, all right?
I know you're trying to monopolize. You don't intimidate me with all your cussing, bro. That's really not necessary. Do what you need to do, but don't insult me and don't try to intimidate me.
All right, you got one of them playbooks. I'd love.
All right. What'd he say? Do what you need to do, but don't insult me and don't intimidate me?
With all your cussing.
How are you intimidating him?
Dude, because he was getting ready to just start talking to this guy, and I had to, you know, kind of turn around and say something to him. And
what did you say?
You heard me. I just said, bro, you know, I was being in character. I was like...
Yeah, I thought you were talking to your
too.
Subject.
Go back.
Okay, all right. I'm talking to the guy.
I never seen one curse as much as you do, but that's great. I never heard anything like it. I like it.
You never heard anybody cuss as much?
No, I never heard anybody cuss that much.
Nah, yeah, you have. Hang on, bro. I'm not finished yet, all right?
So that's me talking to that guy.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
So, yeah. And then I get this.
I know you're trying to monopolize. You don't intimidate me with all your cussing, bro. That's really not necessary. Do what you need to do, but don't insult me and don't try to intimidate me.
All right, you got one.
And you just ignored him.
Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Tell him to mind his own freaking business.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right.
One of them playbooks, I'd love to see that.
Huh?
You got a playbook? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I don't have a playbook, you know. We're not really supposed to use that in these settings, but, you know, we'll get to that tomorrow.
All right, okay. You give me digits, bro, and we'll be knee-deep and all week long. I mean, just put me up, man.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to talk after the game.
All right, should I bet on y'all's ass? I made some scratch at one of those rundown up Indian casinos. I want to lay that off and make some serious dough.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. I can't really tell you who to place your bets on. Cause I'm not real big into gambling, but...
But you're feeling the Patriots, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, all right, one more. I imagine once I win the fucking money, I mean, that's when all the good pussy comes, not that dirty, nasty college shit.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do with the money you got, so hopefully you do get something that's clean and not dirty.
All right, I'll be watching your ass. Don't let me down.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir.
All right, cool.
Damn.
All right, there you go. There is the work of the overcusser.
He rolled
that's
right
along
with it, man. That was cool.
Yeah.
Very amused by it, though, yeah. And he did remark on it.
Man, never
most
heard nobody
don't.
Cuss as much as you have, but I think the first one he did recognized it or called it out, didn't he?
Yeah, Brandon Wortham.
Yes.
The former Cowboy great.
Baron.
Baron Wortham, yeah. Baron yeah. Wortham,
you
that's right.
Cussing his son of a gun I've ever met.
And all the time you did it after that, nobody said anything.
No.
I mean, I'm sure they gave you weird looks and everything, but they just went along with it. Like, okay, this guy's doing some bit here.
Well, there you go. The first time in a decade.
There it is.
Hopefully it won't be another decade.
The overcusser.